The farmer came and gripped the land, and in its wake to unknown men, but the language of that country spoke they with the greatest fluency. Their locks were black and bound with gold, and splendorous garb their forms adorned. Their train went blind for 50 years, and grey was the colour that tinged their beards. In the hostelry where they did delight, they led a silent and retired life. All day they'd sit and count their gold, awaiting shamed and stricken souls. Good traders said to their landlady, "Your gold in such great quantity, in charity and good intent, your money it never has been spent. Tell every man whose need is great that gold demands and they'll agree.
The train was brisk in the demon's den, for they came and were shamed by evil men. Sold their souls away. Fair Catherine Countess of Athlone, when hearing of these devils spawn, her servants in their misery, she hid it from her treasury. But hearing of fair Catherine's plan, by devious means they entered in, and though she struggled hard and long, her coffers robbed, all hope was gone.
Say